This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are some objective facts that need to be said here about Ebola and what is or is not happening. There is no Ebola epidemic in this country, and there is a vanishingly small chance that people not in direct contact with somebody who's infected will get sick. But yes, there are two healthcare workers, nurses who treated Thomas Duncan in Dallas, who have been diagnosed with Ebola, and at least partly as a result. National Nurses United sent a letter to President Obama today. The nurses' union wants Washington to require, quote, uniform national standards at all U.S. hospitals to deal with Ebola. What that will take, getting every hospital, large and small, ready for a possible Ebola patient who might walk into the ER? Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has that.
The nurses' union says those national standards should include the highest standard of optimal protections, including hazmat suits and hands-on training to protect nurses and other healthcare workers, even at the smallest of hospitals. Executive Director Roseanne DeMauro.
They are first line of defense. We would not send soldiers to the battlefield without armor and weapons.
Dennis Mackey is an infectious disease control expert at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says it takes at least a half a day to train people in the protective garb alone.
I've just gone through Ebola training in my own hospital for putting the garb on and off this week, and I can tell you that is a very complex undertaking.
35 different steps, according to Ashish Jha at the Harvard School of Public Health. Jha says proper Ebola training and equipment at every hospital in the U.S. will probably cost in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars overall. But not every hospital worker needs in-depth training.
I think every hospital person certainly needs to know something basic about isolation. And then probably every hospital needs a small number of staff who can stabilize and manage that patient for the short run.
In the short run, he says, until they can move the patient to a medical center with the staff and resources to safely care for an Ebola patient long term. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.